the stock market in September, why you should brace yourself.
This is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal.
When you go back over time and you look how the stock market has done during the month of September, you should probably take maybe an aspirin, an Advil, maybe something for an upset tummy, because boy, it could be kind of rocky going ahead. This is Your Money Matters, and I'm John Wardock from the Wall Street Journal. Mark Hulbert, who's a senior columnist at MarketWatch.com, has been looking into how stocks tend to fare during the month of September. And with September here, what is the answer, Mark? How bad is it?
Well, it's actually quite amazingly bad. It turns out that if you go back to 1896, which is when the Dow Jones Industrial Average was created, and you look at the average return for the month of September, it's a loss of 1.1%. That compares with an average gain of 0.8% for all other 11 months of the calendar. So that's a spread of nearly 2 percentage points, and given that the average return for the market going forward is about, say 10 or 11% per year, that works out to a little bit less than a percent a month, which means that September really is way off the charts on the bad side. So it is something that statisticians have had to sit up and take notice, because it is something that is not anything what you'd expect if you were just to guess that the returns month by month are more or less random.
And the Dow Jones Industrial Average in particular has a pretty lousy track record, doesn't it?
Well, that's right. I mean, but the other averages as well. Now, what's amazing about this track record is that it's incredibly consistent. So I went back in a column on the MarketWatch website this week. I looked at by decade. So I ranked all months, 1 through 12, for performance in each decade since over 140 years ago, in fact. And what I found was that September was in the bottom half in every single decade except one, and in most of those decades where it was in the bottom half, it was in 11th or 12th place. And this is not something that, again, you would expect by chance alone. So it's something that causes even a skeptical statistician to have to sit up and take notice.
What is the root of this terrible record? Is there something that we can point to and go, aha, there it is?
Well, you know, it's interesting. I have tried, and a number of other people have tried for years, to come up with that convincing explanation, and I must say no one has come up with one yet. And that is a big, big qualification to put on the statistics. Impressive those statistics may be in and of themselves. And that is because if you can't come up with a good explanation for something, you probably ought not to act on it, even when the statistics are as impressive as September, because the world is filled with the correlations that look incredibly impressive but turn out to have nothing to do with each other. And so, in fact, every September for the last X number of years on my MarketWatch column, I've asked readers to offer their hypotheses as to why September would be so bad. And I've subjected every one of them to statistical scrutiny, and none has been able to withstand that scrutiny. So it remains a mystery. And as I said earlier, if it remains a mystery, I think it's probably something that you shouldn't end up betting on, even though I have to say the statistics are incredibly impressive.
When you look at what's on the calendar for this September, we had the Federal Reserve meeting on September 20th and 21st. Lots of speculation out there about whether the Fed is actually going to hike interest rates in September or wait until December. So that could be one point of volatility, right? And then the other one is we have our first presidential debate. And Lord knows, given the amount of noise coming out of the campaign this time around, who knows what's going to get said. Is that another potential point of volatility?
Well, yes, there's always going to be these potentials for volatility. But the interesting thing is those potentials for volatility exist in every month of the calendar. Why would there be more in September than any other month? And after all, it could be that that volatility leads to a jump in stock prices. What if the Fed does something that makes the markets sit up and cheer, or whatever the outcome of the debate? I can't imagine at this point what it would be that makes the stock market sit up and cheer there too, but it's possible. Just because there's volatility doesn't mean that it has to be downside volatility. And given that, it remains yet this huge mystery. Why would the month of September be so awful? And as I say, it remains a mystery. I can't give a convincing explanation. I can give you lots of stories, but they sort of remind me of the Kipling Just So stories, like of how the leopard got his spots. You can come up with these after-the-fact explanations that have this superficial veneer of, well, yeah, that may be what's going on. But I can tell you that I've for years asked for any number of explanations, and none has been able to withstand scrutiny, at least so far.
Give us one or two examples of people writing you and suggesting theories.
Well, one of them is that it turns out that this is when, right after Labor Day, is when people return from their vacations, and they're so depressed after returning from vacations that they sell everything. That's one of those explanations that, again, you say, huh? You know, do you have any evidence for that? But interestingly, there are people who look at vacations and the effect on the stock market, and it runs just the opposite of what this hypothesis suggests. It turns out that actually when there is less volume in the stock market, the market tends to go down. And so this is really the root of another seasonal pattern that actually does stand up to greater scrutiny, and that is the sell in May and go away pattern. And it turns out that it is indeed strongest in those countries that have the biggest swath of time in the summer where people go on vacation. For example, a lot of countries in Europe, they basically shut down over the month of August and that sort of thing. And sure enough, it has a below average return. But September, of course, sees an upsurge in stock trading volume as people come back. Not surprising it would lead to that upsurge in volume. But if you're going to try to use that as an explanation, it turns out it runs just the opposite of what you would need to support this notion that September does poorly. I'll just mention one other that often gets mentioned. It turns out that the theory is that a lot of mutual funds have fiscal years ending in September, and they'll engage in window dressing in order to get rid of their losers in the month of September so that when they have to file their year-end reports as of September 30th, they're not holding all those stocks that have done poorly. But first of all, I went and got the data from Lipper Analytical on what the fiscal year ends are, and it turns out that there's a far greater number in December than there are in September. And December actually has a positive average return over the last 100 years. So it doesn't really follow that because there are these fiscal year ends in September that it would lead to the downturn, because you'd have to then also explain why December doesn't have an equally or even worse average return. Secondly, window dressing doesn't automatically cause the market to go down. After all, window dressing means you buy the winners and sell the losers. That means on balance, it shouldn't have that much impact on the market overall. So these are these explanations that I say have this superficial veneer. You'd say, wow, that makes sense. And then when you actually start looking at it in greater depth, you say, well, you know what? That doesn't make sense.
We're talking to MarketWatch senior columnist Mark Hulbert. We'll ask him the big question after this.
I'm Veronica Dagger, and I want to retire rich. How about you? Then listen to the Watching Your Wealth podcast. We'll help you get there. For more information, check us out at WSJ.com/podcast and find us on iTunes, Stitcher, and now Spotify.
WSJ Podcasts. Listen ambitiously. Enjoy our podcasts? Then listen in your car. Before you start down the road, just sync your smartphone using Bluetooth or plug into the USB port. Got Apple CarPlay? Just tap on the podcast app and search for WSJ. The next time you're getting behind the wheel, take us along and enjoy the ride. WSJ Podcasts. Listen ambitiously.
Mark Hulbert on the line, talking September and the stock market and the lousy history there. So, Mark, big question. Your prediction, what kind of September are we going to see for 2016?
Well, my predictions are worth even less than the amount of the paper that's printed on, especially since it's not printed on anything. But nonetheless, if I were to guess, I'd say that this month of September will not be as bad as the historical record. And the reason I say that is that the political party in power during presidential elections, this is true of both Republicans and Democrats, do whatever they can to keep the economy roaring as much as possible through Election Day, because it turns out incumbents tend to do better when the economy is in good shape, and by extension, of course, the stock market. So My guess is that we are going to find a lot of support from the Fed and the government in general to keep the economy looking pretty good, at least up through the election day in early November. And so for that reason, if I just were to guess, I'd say you're not going to see this September as bad as some other ones.
Market Watch senior columnist Mark Holbrook. Mark, thanks for your time.
My pleasure.
Mark joining us from Chapel Hill, North Carolina. And this has been Your Money Matters. I'm John Wardock for The Wall Street Journal.
Got an Amazon Echo or an Amazon Tap? Listen to The Wall Street Journal as part of your flash briefing. WSJ Podcasts. Listen ambitiously.